Thanks for joining me. I'm Sheila Scruggs. Our Pup and Paws cast is brought to you by Dog & Company. Visit them online, dog-co.com. We have White County Humane Society Spay Neuter Assistance Coordinator Monica Jicka with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila, for having me.
Monica, I bet you've loved animals your whole life. What started you caring about the welfare of animals?
Well, I was born and raised on a dairy farm in Minnesota. From the time I was just a little girl, I loved animals. I loved all our farm animals. My mother raised chickens, and once in a while she'd bring in a baby chick that was injured as a result of the pecking order that chickens do have. And I remember crying, feeling so sorry for these little chicks. But we would nurse them back to health and take them back out to the chicken barn when they were healthy enough. And it's just ever since then, I have just loved animals. I spent 24 years in the Navy. A very busy career, and I didn't have much time to do volunteer work, but I just couldn't wait till I retired and could devote my spare time to helping animals and ensuring their health and welfare.
So how did the White County Humane Society begin? Were you one of the first to work with the White County Humane Society?
Yes. When I first retired and moved to Tennessee, I volunteered at the Putnam County Animal Shelter. We didn't have any kind of a program in White County. And I soon became aware of the horrors of pet overpopulation, seeing all these wonderful, healthy animals coming into the shelter, and there just not being enough homes for them. In 2004, several of us got together, two other gals and me, and we said we need to start something in White County. And so we established the White County Humane Society.
And this was before the shelter there?
Yes. Right from the get-go, we decided that our mission would be to provide spay-neuter assistance to families that couldn't afford to get their pets fixed, because we truly believed that the primary reason that we have a lot of the neglect and abuse problems is because there's just too many litters of unwanted, unplanned kittens and puppies being born, and people cannot take proper care of them. At that time, there was no place to take them. And in 2007, they, in fact, funded money to open our shelter. And so we now have a wonderful spay-neuter assistance program that we run and a wonderful shelter that the county funds.
So the main thing that the White County Humane Society does is really push for spay and neutering?
Yes, we provide financial assistance to families that otherwise could not afford to get their pets spayed and neutered. It's a very simple process. All they need to do is call our number, which is 931-935-8377. I run this program out of my home, so I'm available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If I'm home, I'll answer the phone. If I'm not, I promise I will get back to you within 24 hours. We do a very short interview. We talk about the clinics that we work with, the cost of getting an animal spayed and neutered, and then we come up with a dollar figure as to what they can afford to pay toward the cost, and we pay the rest. Everyone's treated on a case-by-case basis. Sometimes we do surgeries for free. Sometimes we'll ask for a little bit more if they can afford more. A lot depends on how many animals they have, their financial status. But again, it's a case-by-case basis, and we will make it affordable.
That's stopping it before it even begins. So that is the easiest, most simple way.
Absolutely. We really believe that prevention is the answer. There will always be a need for shelters. There will always be a need for rescue groups. And we have all the respect in the world for the people that do that mission. But we do feel that the best long-term solution is prevention.
Do you still hear people talking about getting their animals fixed and misconceptions concerning that?
We try to encourage people to get all their animals fixed, and we quite often run into a situation where people say, well, we'll get the females fixed, but not the males. I try to be as patient as possible and explain to them that whereas a female dog could possibly have two litters of puppies a year, a male dog can impregnate dozens of animals. So even though if you own a male dog, you may not have to deal with the puppies, but you are ultimately responsible if your dog gets out and impregnates a female. They're less aggressive. They don't roam. It's just better for their health. It prevents cancer, prostate cancer, testicular cancer. It's just better for the health of the dog, males and females, to get them spayed or neutered.
So what are misconceptions about your White County Humane Society?
Well, the fact that we have called ourselves the Humane Society, a lot of people, the first thing they think of, they think we're the shelter. We are not the shelter. They also think that we're law enforcement. We're not law enforcement. If we had it to do all over again, we'd probably pick a different name, because those misconceptions are understandable, because there are humane societies that do run shelters or do law enforcement. But we are strictly spay-neuter assistance. We do have a wonderful sheriff's department that's very good about enforcing the laws. And we also have a wonderful shelter. And we can tell you about those programs, but our program is spay-neuter assistance.
How do you work with the other programs?
Well, we actually have three wonderful programs in White County that are all promote animal welfare. We just each have different missions. There's the PUPS organization, or POPS, I'm sorry, POPS. It stands for Pals of the Pooches at the White County Animal Shelter. This is a 501c3 whose primary mission is to support animal shelter dogs. The funds that she raises in her program go to buy food for the shelter dogs, to buy vaccinations, medications, to treat animals that come in that may be showing signs of parvo. She takes them to the vet. If an animal needs surgery, she pays for that. If an animal has heartworms, she pays for their heartworm treatment. She does an excellent job of just taking care of the animals once they reach the shelter. Then there's another group that's called the Friends of White County Animals. Their primary mission is to enable people to keep their pets in their homes. A lot of times, someone may have a dog that they love dearly, but they simply cannot afford at certain points in time to feed the animal. Friends of White County Animals provides food. They also provide basic medical treatment. If an animal has been injured, they will pay the vet bill for primarily, you know, the first look at the animal. They do have limited resources. Of course, they can't spend thousands, but they can help you by helping you pay that for that initial visit to the vet to have your pet evaluated. They also work with us. What they do is when they rescue primarily cats, and when they get them, then we pay to have them spayed and neutered, and they find the cats home. So it's a joint effort between us and the Friends of White County Animals.
And each three groups does something very different, and it all helps the animals in White County.
Exactly. Some people wonder why we have three groups. We found that if each group has a separate mission, we can focus more on that mission, not try to spread ourselves too thin. And if we focus on our mission along with helping out the other groups, it just works a little bit better that way.
It does, and stay focused on what you need to do.
Exactly.
How do you fundraise? Do you get any from the state or county?
No, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and so our biggest source of income is grants. I write a lot of grants. There are a lot of foundations out there all across the United States that support spay-neuter assistance programs, private foundations, and we write grants to anybody that we can find that would be willing to help us out. We're pretty successful. We do quite well.
You're a good grant writer.
Well, competition is tough. There's a lot of other organizations out there competing for this grant money, but we do pretty well with our grant writing. Another source of income is donations. We do have some people that are very passionate about animal welfare and do support us with their donations. And we also have fundraisers. We collect aluminum cans. Every client that I speak to, I ask them if they have any aluminum cans that they can donate to us. So that's their way of helping us out. And we get a lot of aluminum cans donated to us, and we sell them at the recycling center. We also have doggy banks that we place throughout at about 17 different businesses in White County that people can drop their loose change in. We don't make a fortune on these things, but every little bit helps. And we also do fundraisers. In fact, we have one coming up on March 9th is our annual chili dinner that we do in conjunction with the Friends of White County Animals. It's all-you-can-eat chili, cornbread, dessert, and drinks for the low price of $10. So this year, we're going to be holding it at the First United Methodist Church in Sparta, 4:30 to 7:30. Again, all-you-can-eat.
Another thing I was going to ask you about, you were talking about transports to me off the air. So tell a little bit about that and how that works.
Well, we're so fortunate to have three low-cost spay-neuter clinics in the general area. One is, of course, the Major Michael Shipley Memorial Clinic here in Cookeville. Appointments, people get their animals fixed there by appointment only. They drop their animals off, pick them up the following day. We also work with two other clinics, Paul's Clinic in McMinnville and the Sumner County Spay-Neuter Alliance in Gallatin. With those clinics, once a month, we do a transport because we do realize that some of our people don't have reliable transportation, or maybe they can't take off work to, you know, take the time to drop their animal off, pick them up the following day. So with those two clinics, once a month, we do a transport. People call, they make an appointment, and the day of the transport, they drop their animals off at the Serenity Thrift Shop right in Sparta, and we transport them to the clinics. We get them fixed. In the case of McMinnville, we bring them back the same day. In the case of Gallatin, they stay overnight, and we bring them back the following morning. So this is very convenient. We have a lot of people that really like the transports because it saves them a trip.
So is there anything you want to add about White County Humane Society, or if somebody's listening and they think, you know, I want to donate, how can they do that?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. We'd like to invite everyone to like us on our Facebook page, White County Humane Society. We do have a donate button on our Facebook page if anyone wanted to make a donation, either through PayPal or through the donate button, the Facebook donate program. Also, you are more than welcome to mail a check to the White County Humane Society. Our address is P.O. Box 194, Sparta, Tennessee. Of course, we appreciate all donations, large and small.
When you have those extra aluminum cans, donate too. Can they just drop them off to you?
We have a drop-off location, ERG Realty, on West Bachman Way in Sparta. Behind her building, she has generously allowed us to set up a chain-link cage, and people drop their cans off there. We pick them up, separate them, take them to the recycling center and sell them. So you can drop your cans off anytime at ERG Realty in Sparta.
My thanks to Monica Jicka from the Humane Society of White County for being my guest.
Well, thank you so much, Sheila.